On April 10, 2020, Senator Bernie Sanders teamed up with Representative Pramila Jayapal of Washington State to introduce the Health Care Emergency Guarantee Act. The point of the bill is to make sure that until the FDA certifies that there is a well-tested vaccine for COVID-19, the coronavirus that is causing the current pandemic, not one penny of out-of-pocket medical expenses will be charged to individuals seeking medical care or prescription drugs. In short, health care will become a right, at least temporarily. The rationale for such a bill is obvious, but let me spell it out anyway. During the period before such a vaccine is widely available, large swaths of the population will be in danger from COVID-19. In this period, it is to the benefit of everyone that our healthcare system not be overtaxed. The current system, with significant portions of the population uninsured or underinsured, is much more expensive than a universal system would be. For one thing, in our current system, especially before the COVID-19 pandemic hit, many families treated hospital emergency rooms as their family doctor. Clearly, that was always a waste of those resources. But in these months, when the entire healthcare system is stretched to the breaking point, we must not overtax emergency rooms. We also, and again this should be obvious, do not want people going untreated and walking around sick. Cancer patients still need their therapies. People with heart conditions need checkups and stress tests. Accident victims need to be treated, as do stroke victims. Pregnant women need prenatal care as well as delivery options. And the evidence was clear. When some states expanded Medicaid coverage in response to the passage of the Affordable Care Act, the health of that Medicaid-eligible population improved, and they used the healthcare system less because they received the appropriate preventive care. In times of extreme health emergencies, maximizing the preventive care of the entire population improves the access to important crucial health care for the entire population. In other words, giving an otherwise uninsured family full coverage so that they get good preventive care and timely intervention should they get sick helps the rest of us. This is another example of appropriate government spending, because the money spent covering the medical expenses of a previously uninsured or underinsured person will provide a benefit for all the rest of us. Here's one brutal example. We would not be in danger of being turned away from a hospital because the staff and equipment and other facilities are already in use. And please, no more asking, how are we going to pay for it? Let's hope that creating multi-trillion dollar plans to protect the profits of the airlines, hedge funds, the multi-billion dollar hotel chains has finally laid that politically motivated nonsense to rest. The answer to the question is, we pay for it the same way the Federal Reserve is paying for the multi-trillion dollar rescue plans for the financial system. The Fed can push a few keys on a computer, and voila, the U.S. Treasury has the balance in the account to write checks to cover the medical expenses for all Americans. When the vaccine is finally ready to go, Congress can then decide how much of the currently proposed emergency bills elements should be retained and how much of the current pre-coronavirus healthcare system should be recreated. Right now, it is essential we make sure that everyone who needs health care gets it regardless of the ability to pay. We will all benefit from that.